And this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. Also, he said he Stargate. We're on Rumble, VMO. He said he Stargate TV. God, I don't know. We're all over the place. So it's pretty easy to find us. And, you know, we've got a lot of stuff. I'm going to get into the news. We've got Peter Slattery coming on the show. And so we're not going to do a question and answer, but I want to do the news because there's so much stuff going on. I want to get through it quickly so I can get to Peter. But, you know, it looks like the go woke or go broke meme struck again. You know, so Anheuser-Busch lost $6 billion in value due to the Dylan Mulvaney, a man identifying as a woman, Bud Light controversy. And I'm not sure if that's a he, she, his, her binary person. I'm not sure which pronoun to use, but we'll just use his name, her name, whatever name. But whatever, I don't know. So anyway, catering to the less than 1% is not good business sense, and there's an avalanche of memes and videos to come. So I mean, the internet is just filled with them, so check those out. They're pretty, a lot of them are pretty funny. According to Senator Hawley, the FBI did infiltrate and target churches. The attorney general lied. And his administration is targeting churches. We have experienced some of that targeting ourselves. And it's ramping up with the weaponization of the agencies and the demonization or demonetization and banks shutting down accounts and things like that for no legitimate reason. So it's real. It's ongoing. And we need to put an end to that quickly before a lot of good people have a lot of problems. So that's hopefully we can get that done. Speaking of which, George Soros funded DAs to the tune of $40 million are destroying the country with their two-tiered justice system and failure to prosecute real criminals. You know, we won't mention any names like Alvin or Letitia using millions of taxpayers' money to go after Trump for a non-event. Stormy put it in writing, it never happened. And your star witness is a pathological liar. So I don't know where you guys are going with this, but have fun. Good luck with that one. And, you know, wait a second, let me think. I think there's a lot of other lawyers that went after Trump, and I think they're in jail or disbarred. So we'll see where that goes. But speaking of funding, Leo DiCaprio testified Obama received over $30 million from the CCP. That's the Communist Chinese Party, if those don't know. The big money donor, they're the big money donor for his campaign. And now the Chinese banks have released the bank records for the millions given to the Bidens. Evidence is in. Big question is, who's going to prosecute? You know, the Biden's approval ratings are going down like a Chinese balloon, basically. So anyway, you know, again, I mean, the goods are in, the evidence is in. It's a cut and dry case, but until we have a change in the justice system over here, you're not gonna see anything. It's a bad joke. I don't even know why he's over in Ireland. And even, you know, the leader over there, his dog attacked him. So even his dog didn't like him. So he needs to be over here taking care of, actually, it's probably better over there. I was going to say, he needs to be over here taking care of business with Ukraine and the Russian thing blowing up and the Chinese and all these other things happening. But maybe it's a good idea he's over there. He can't cause too much damage while he's over there in Ireland. Pentagon documents allegedly leaked by Jack Teixeira show U.S. soldiers boots on the ground in Ukraine, meaning we are at war with Russia without Congress approval. So if they prosecute him, maybe those who went to war without congressional approval, it's a criminal offense, should be prosecuted as well. So that, I don't know how that's going to turn out, but, you know, it's that's going to be an interesting one. Kristi Noem spoke at the NRA ILA leadership forum with the picture of her hunting with what looks like a 12-gauge long barrel full choke shotgun. And that's my kind of woman. You know, so, you know, I love a woman standing in her power. But anyway, good choice for VP alongside a Trump. Brilliant woman. Pence was booed during his speech. Not even sure why he was on the ticket. I don't know what he was expecting. You know, I don't know if he's totally clueless or what, but people didn't want him on the stage. Pelosi was also shouted off the stage as a war criminal, making shoddy investments, insider trading, et cetera. So it looks like nothing can stay under the rug nowadays. Everything's coming out and people are seeing. seeing what's really happening behind the scenes. Japan is leading the way, followed by others. No vaccine mandates, no MMR vaccines. According to them, it leads the way to healthier children, while in the U.S., they're pushing mandatory vaccines for children. According to the statistics gathered by the U.K. government, mortality rates with people that took vaccines, the vaccines are going through the roof. According to these statistics, there are 600,000 excess deaths per year in the United States due to vaccine-induced mortality, and they want to force it on the kids. So parents, if you allow this to happen, you should not have kids. Seriously, think about that. According to Mike Yeardon, when the UN, Bill Gates, and Klaus Schwab tell you, you won't be traveling, there won't be any private flights, you won't have a private car, you won't own anything, and you will be happy, you better listen to them. I might add, if they have their way, 90% of you won't even own a body and won't be alive if they have their way. So let that sink in, folks. Time to wake up. Stop falling for the divisionary tactics, division of gender, color, race, religion, culture, the demoralization tactics, and destruction of the family unit. Trust me, if you're playing out this woke agenda thinking you're the 10% that's going to survive, I have a bridge for sale. And history has proven you're expendable. So whenever you have a genocidal tyrants running the show, definitely you are expendable. So figure that out. So it's time to unify, come together, and know who the real enemy of humanity is, and you know, wake up from this social engineering. Also, Bobby Kennedy just blew the whistle on U.S. biolabs in the Ukraine. Seems Biden's name is all over as investors. It's all over the documents, so that's going to be a good one. This is also really interesting. People gathered at Muhammad's grave to celebrate Ramadan when suddenly heavy rain drenched them, followed by a swarm of locusts. And this is starting to look biblical, folks. It's pretty crazy. And the last thing is, as Commander-in-Chief, Biden has announced that there are a number of unidentified objects over the U.S., which according to intelligence are alien visitors. He doesn't know their intent, and has not been contacted because they are looking for intelligent life. So if you want to know who they are, go out and meditate, focus on love and joy and bliss, send it out there with the intent of having contact, and you'll get to find out who they are, because that's basically the only way to do it. So on that note, now that we've gone through the news, I want to welcome Peter Slattery to the show. And, you know, he's got so much going on. It would take a whole show just to cover what he's going on. He's made so many movies and written so many books. His latest book is Self-Mastery, and he's got another one called Extraterrestrials. And then he's got another movie coming out too, I believe. So without any further ado, let's bring Peter on the show. Peter, are you with us?
Yeah, Brother James. Great to be with you again, mate. How's things?
Oh, good. Peter's my brother from another mother.
And it's beautiful to see you and to be with everyone as well. And you've been doing a lot of work yourself, and I don't think you get the recognition for it. You talk about myself and others so much, but the amount of years that you've been doing this, the catalogue of crafts and evidence that you've obtained over the years as well, the amount of people that you helped, to me, that's unsurpassed. And you say the same about me, but really, I just wanted to start it with that, because I just don't think a lot of people give you the graces that you deserve. And I know that you're a very humble person, and it's not to sort of blow smoke, but I just wanted to start that with this. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to be speaking to your audience today.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, it's amazing when you combine our stuff and Peter's stuff together, and we're getting the same, very similar information and everything else. And this is 100% authentic. It's totally backed up by video, by photographs, you know, on and on. People have analyzed these photographs and videos. This is the real deal. And unfortunately, the real deal is not totally welcome in the UFO community, unfortunately, because there's so much not real deals going on, so many posers and so many other nonsense. But you know, there is a controlled narrative. We actually made a movie about that, the uncontrolled narrative. And I think we're probably ready for part two on that, because I'm about ready to do a tell-all. I'm writing a book, you know, with It's going to be a tell-all, and people are going to be shocked when they hear why we don't have contact. You know, it's, they're going to go, oh my God, you're kidding me, you know, but it's sad, man. They've all gone for entertainment. The whole UFO community is after entertainment. They're not after evidence or facts, or they're not about disclosure. And it's been heavily infiltrated from the highest levels on down. It's sad, but I think we're going to do something about that here pretty soon. And it's going to be really interesting, all of us working together. But if we all work together and bring out the truth, it's I can't stop it.
That's it. It's just getting together. And this is where there is so much misinformation out there. There is so much, let's say, it is a controlled narrative and opposition as well. I won't go into it, but even you've seen some snapshots the last few days of the amount of government agencies that are tracking me on a certain site that just happened to pop up on my page, which is interesting. But I do go into that. And just for the viewers, this is the new book, Self-Mastery.
Yeah.
The Path to Ascension and Extraterrestrials. And I do cover a little bit of why I don't talk about everything. And eventually I will. But a lot of experiences, you've got to realize, James has had similar stuff. I've been shot at, the amount of, gang stalking, all different types of things that I've been through over the years, let alone I've got to deal with the experiences of, let's say, negative influences as well as the positive extraterrestrials and enlightened masters, because there is a situation that when you're in this situation that we are, you have what I call dark masters also come through, which are very... capable of trying to test one, almost like we could say demonic forces to an extent.
Yeah.
And I've had about 7 years isolation in over the last nearly 15 years. I've seen more people during COVID than I have the last 2 years with the sanctuary here, with setup and also the inner work that I've been doing, which is about 8 to 12 hours a day over those 7 years of intense practices and learning from different masters and teachers, as well as off-world experiences as well. So this is not an easy path. People want to experience what we talk about, and they can if they go into the love, joy, bliss state and do their clearings. But there is tests and levels like Bardo and different types of things that the Tibetan masters speak about. And I'm going on a bit of a rant, but I did want to talk today with you because I've heard it brought up in your show a few times about universal law.
Yeah.
And what I will say about this, let's just break it down. People ask me if there's a book. There's no book on it. This is your book, your navigation. This is the book to your soul, but you know right from wrong. Now, there are some people, whether it's just the way that the brain's operating, whether it's demonic possession, archonic reptilian influences, but I've just brought up something here, and it's called the five precepts from, let's say, Buddhism, and I've added a few things to it, but it's very simple. Don't kill unless there's a specific, you know, if it's a life or death situation. Unfortunately, there's things where people have to protect themselves. Do not steal. Don't commit sexual misconduct. Don't use harmful speech. Don't partake in intoxicants. And when we add to this, what I've added here is service to others, forgive, love, and also self-respect and respect for others. It's so simple. Like, if we wrap it up in one simple term, it's don't do to others that you don't want done to yourself. That's universal law, and it covers all spectrums. And so I just wanted to bring that up because I have heard that a number of times and you've had great responses to it, but I just thought, a lot asked me, is there a book? Is there anything on it? And it's up in the Shiji material a lot, and I know in your books as well as mine that it's throughout, but it's a very simplistic thing.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's so simple. Like the Lama said, you know, when I started with them, they said the reason there's so few enlightened people is because it's so damn simple. They said, go out in nature and sit down, shut up and focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. But, and they've always told me universal law, if you can get it so simple, just be kind and loving to people and be of service to humanity. It's that simple. And I think Muktananda said that there's only two reasons behind everything in the earth, you know, on the planet. And he said it's everything is done through love or lack of love. And you know, you can keep boiling it down smaller and smaller. But I've always said, you know, it's universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everyone. And it's unity consciousness. It's real simple. And like you're saying, it boils down to treat others the way you want to be treated. You know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It's not that complicated.
I think, you know, whether it's traumas or just people have been hit that hard from their traumas or they don't know how, you know, going into the cutting of cords, prayers, clearings, these are just vital things within it that people aren't educated enough within the spiritual community, in my opinion. Years ago, I was lucky that I started out getting called to most haunted houses, knowing this sort of stuff through different training and, experience firsthand like yourself. But if people can take self-responsibility and get out of victimhood, and let's say, for example, with the rainbow body teachings at Padmasambhava, that some say was an extraterrestrial brought here to the Tibetans. He was in India for 1,000 years before he went to Tibet. And he's known as the second Buddha. With those teachings, a lot of it is constant thoughts of love, joy, bliss, different, let's say, yogic exercises and practices. But anything that's been done wrong, those lower vibratorial things, traumas, what have you, they use that as drive and they convert it into positive energy that uplifts and almost is fuel. It's like a positive piss-offness, excuse the language, to drive people to thrive and grow and as a fuel to get to that next level. And so I think, you know, whether it's our ego, whether it's traumas, there's different reasons why it's not so simple. But I think if people take control and worry about what needs to be worried about, otherwise it's just crap. Because a lot of it's just mental gymnastics going back and forth on, you know, what about this person? What if? And it comes down to that what if mentality, that it's just junk. But if people close their eyes, just sit, be, and observe how they're aware that they're aware, that's the spark of God that's within you, in that darkness, that light's within, that all is revealed and all can be found, and you realize that it's been there the entire time. But we're just bombarded by the five sense reality of just externalism.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the whole key is internal versus external. And if you're trying to find love and acceptance and approval externally, you're going to fail because, you know, people just aren't going to do that. You know, you're going to have some people love you and some people hate you. And that's the human condition, you know. And the more the closer, like the yogis say, the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. and the more you become an amplifier and a mirror of other people's stuff. And if people don't love themselves, that is going to be reflected back to, you know, people. And so if people are wounded and they have a lot of traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, you're going to amplify those and mirror them back to others. And they call it the wake of a yogi, you know, but people need to realize this path is not a fun ticket. You know, you're going to have a lot of experiences, and the only way through it is to master your own emotions and judgment and practice loving detachment to get through this, because you just have to, you can't engage it emotionally or being upset or things like that when these things are happening. You have to back up and just go, whoa, wait a second, and center yourself back into your own connection with creator, you know, great spirit, whatever you want to call it. And then you'll find out you don't even need to respond in a lot of cases. You know, you can go, oh, okay, have fun with that. And you can just move on.
The state of witnessing, just being a witness to it. And look, it's so right. Even with the experiences that I've had over many years, whether I've been choked by entities, I've had scratches, attacks of all sorts that I haven't really spoken about. When you are in that witnessing state of just non-reactionary mind, but also you connect to that spark, that love inside, just say they've got a hold of you energetically, they have to let go. They cannot resonate with that frequency, which they're trying to keep you in the fear state to
get
that attack going. So that's very important what you said.
You know, I think it's important we cover a little bit of that, only because with my own experience, I've you know, same thing. I've had battles, reptilians, woke up with big scratches on my back. You know, I had a battle with the demon once, and it almost took over my body. It took everything I could do to get back into my body and kick it out. You know, and I didn't know how to heal unseen negative influences. After the near-death, you know, experience, I was on a fast track because all this stuff was coming at me. But also had one event too, where I looked up this house and they were doing a lot of kind of like black magic manifesting. It was really creepy stuff, ugly stuff. And I looked up and I saw a demon. And it was just like out of some Sanskrit book. It was green and had claws for fingernails and thin, tall and thin. And it looked just like right out of the picture book, basically. And I go, oh my God. And I turned my back on it. I go, oh, I don't want this thing to know I see it. You know, when I turned my back on it, my whole back blistered. I had blisters all over my back. And then, but when I called on the higher beings, those went away. And that's happened to other people I know too, as well. You know, I've had a guy visit me from Korea, the same thing happened to him. And when you get around some people that are really possessed and really toxic and carrying a demon around, you can have some actually physical, you know, you can get really sick, you can get ill, your energy will be drained, you can have scratch marks, you can get blisters, your whole life can go to crap, and you can have all kinds of, you know, multiple accidents happening over and over. And all of this is the presence of unseen negative influences. So it's so imperative that people learn how to heal unseen negative influences. And the way you get rid of these really dark spirits is calling on really light spirits, because they're there to help and bring them in. So it doesn't matter. You can call on Buddha or Kuan Yin or Yeshua or Mary you know, it doesn't matter what faith you are or whatever else. There is a lot more beings of the light than there are these dark entities, and they're a lot more powerful. And so, you know, you can call on Archangel Michael or the lion beings or you know, whatever you need to move these things out of your space. But, you know, if you're going to be victim, they're going to victimize you. And yeah, you got to stand up and just say enough's enough. And I think this whole country is going through that right now. You know,
it's like one of those things in the Bible. I can't quote it exactly, but something similar to, if a demon leaves, it will bring back six or seven, I think it was.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they'll try. And this is something where you can use those experiences as transformative experiences. Now, many years ago, I had a feline Syrian being that came through with a couple of others. I knew them, but I didn't at the time. And they fully materialized, but in an apparition form. And yeah, one of them is called Pac-Man. She's from a race called the Latria in Sirius. Now, these are what I would call, in a way, rainbow light beings as well, that are master healers and also manipulators of energy. But it was through a process of experiences with her that still, they happen on and off today, communications, but also Yeshua, of something to words of the effect that I had to go through these experiences so I knew what I was capable of, because of what I would be doing in assisting others. And I believe that many light workers, these attacks can actually be forms of boot camp to reawaken you to what's within and the power that you have within. And they're there to assist. They're not there to do all the work, but they're there to assist us in that process. And so it is sort of a soul evolutionary process. Like you say, you lose yourself to refine yourself. And this is something that can help one excel through that. It's not condoning the negative experiences or what I call the masters of darkness or the lower light, but it is something where you can either see things as a cup half full or a cup half empty.
Yeah. And, you know, one experience I had, that one encounter, I was in Santa Cruz, California, and, you know, I was meditating, and then all of a sudden something just hit me hard. And I went, oh my God, you know, what is this? And I'm just battling with this thing, and it's trying to take over my body. I woke up and had no control of my body. And I'm doing that healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened, and I was calling on Yeshua and everybody, you know, and to come, you know, help me. And I kept getting more and more control of my body. And I got up and I walked into the ocean to get this off of me. And then so I'm sitting there meditating on the beach, and I was connecting with the masters, and I'm going, what the hell was that? I thought I had protection, and I was kind of pissed, you know, like, what was that? And I hear this voice, and it goes, you did well, you know? And I went, what do you mean I did well? I got my butt handed to me on that one. They said, no, you did well. They said, you needed to know that these things are real. They do exist. And that was part of your initiation. And they said, you did well. And I think if I was losing, they would have stepped in.
Yeah.
But I had to fight the battle. You know, it was like,
look at what you went on to do afterwards. Look at how many thousands of people you've helped, how many thousands have visited the sanctuary where you are. It in a way, had to happen. Not that it was good, but if anybody gets what you went through, I've got some understanding. I believe you. I know.
It's not a fun ticket, but you can either be a victim or you can be a higher being. You have a choice. You can be a god or a goddess, or you can be a victim. You get to choose. And, the temple is within, and you've got to activate that and send the full love of Creator through you. And you can push that into every situation and take care of it. But we have a choice. If we're going to be a victim, that frequency is going to draw more victimization. And a lot of it is, it's tests to get us to stand up and recognize our power and call out the nonsense and the bull, going on, And we need to do that. We need to stand up now and just say, hey, this isn't right. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be run over by this nonsense. I'm not going to let this nonsense happen to the children. None of this is okay. And I think we're getting to that point now where the whole world is waking up.
It's all just choices. That's all it is. It's making those choices and then sticking with those choices and not acquiescing to something out of being guilt tripped or, going with the flow of what everyone else is doing. But look, we've talked about this before, the amount of people that have woken up since, the last few years, it's crazy. It's really a really good thing because I've seen a wave of just people waking up and they're waking up in ways that they wouldn't have otherwise, I don't think, because something just wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And this is to do with so many different variations in what we've gone through as a world the last few years. But if there's ever been an awakening, it's really happening now in our time. And it's for the first time in thousands of years that we're going through this cycle, as you're aware of, that this is bringing up a lot of stuff. It's just, which side of the fence do you want to be on?
Yeah, it seems like it's coming in waves, like you're saying. The first thing is you go, this doesn't sound right. And the next thing and then the next one is, this just isn't right. And at all, this isn't right. And then the next phase would be like, wait a second, this is affecting me and my kids. This is definitely not right. And then it seems like the frog in the pot, they keep trying little by little by little to get in there, and you probably just have to say, look, no, we're not going to do this. You're not going to mess with the children. You're not going to, I think that's the last straw. The stuff they're doing with children was that's done, that actually, and also too, you've got to choose. Are you going to do the upward spiral or the downward spiral? If you lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity, earth, and you're on that ticket and you work for those corporations or companies that are going in that direction, then you're on the downward spiral and you're going to experience the eventual collapse, and if you're on the upward spiral and you're in service to humanity and focusing on love and joy and bliss and service to others and healing the planet and things like that, then you're going to continue. And that's the old Native American prophecies. But again, like you said, it goes back to choice. And now we have to choose. We can't sit on the fence. We can't try to put one skate on one side and skate on the other and think we're going to get anywhere, because the choice is now, the gray area is dissolving, and now you're on the upward spiral or the downward spiral, basically. And you're choosing your destiny on that one.
I think it's coming from a place of love as well. And also we see it, it's almost like the spiritual and alternative communities do us more harm than good in some ways, whether it's misinformation, whether it's carrying on. I don't know much, meaning unless I'm getting told by high dimensional beings or you're texting me something, because I've told you I don't watch the news. I don't even watch most stuff on the internet. I've got no idea what's going on half of the time. And in a way that can be ignorance for me. But what it comes down to, in my opinion, is if you're being the best version of you and everyone's doing it, 99% of it's just going to be junk anyway. And if you're doing that, it has a wear-off effect that enough of us start doing it. That's the transformation coming into play. And it doesn't mean don't look into anything, but I'm specializing more in, let's say, self-mastery and assisting people. Yeah. Some people are better at you know, conspiracy theories where they're actually getting facts and proving things not to be theories, but more of a conspiracy fact. Some people are specializing in exercise, you know, better eating, all these different things. It's like, do your thing. It doesn't mean don't research and look into other things. I did that for many years, but where I'm at now, it's like, to me, the key is being the best version of yourself. Enough of us doing it without carrying on and actually get on with it and do it peacefully, not in a violent way or a threatening way, but just, no, I'm not having it. I'm just doing my thing. We can transform this quite exponentially, what's going on this planet. And that's an important thing that I will say with these new books is the self-mastery book has over 70 practices, but a key thing with the extraterrestrial book, which has got over 13 channelings and about 20 plus different races that I've done, let's say an intel briefing on, is that a common theme with each thing was they were saying how it's up to us to empower ourselves and be in our own sovereignty, not even expect them to fix our problems, but that we have the capability of doing it ourselves. So when we enter, let's say on a public level, the greater family, we can't be taken for a ride by other races, whether it's with trade treaties. There's so many different ways that we're dealing with other races behind the scenes already that it was actually a really comforting point to go, no, we have to do this off our own back. And that way we earn our place. We're not just being sort of our handheld as we go galactically. And I know that from experience with some of the off-world experiences that I've had, let alone to see this from every intelligence that came through, it was quite warming for the heart.
Yeah, I wanted to say something. It's probably going to get me in trouble, as it always does. But, you know, I've never been one to sugarcoat things. But, you know, I've told people there are no external saviors and there is no external God. And people get really angry when I say that. And I said, well, Jesus taught the temple is within, you know, and he said, you're all gods. And his prayer was, beloved Father, let them become one as we are one. So it's an internal process. And people get really upset with that. There is the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. Some call it creator, God, great spirit. But how do you access that? Within, through the heart, through the soul, and that's your connector. And so, but if you're waiting for some external savior or God to fix everything, it isn't gonna work that way. But you can actually merge with it and become the solution and take personal responsibility, and things happen around you because it's coming through you and it's affecting everything on the outskirts of your aura. It's affecting everyone and everything. As long as you're depending on some external force to fix things and do everything for you, then, you know, you're going to be a victim when it doesn't happen. And so, I mean, there's a lot of power in becoming one, you know, with that one consciousness, whatever you want to call it, by going within. There's so much power. The ultimate power in the universe is love. And that's in its most unlimited state. That's what creator is. It's pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss. And when you connect with that, the energy that comes through you, nothing is going to stand in that wake of that. And and when you learn to channel that into every situation, then you're walking as a master. And you have to really learn loving detachment. I can talk about all these major events happening on the world without getting emotionally involved in it or upset or being in judgment or anything else. I'm just enlightening people that things are not what they see. They are not, you know, the social engineering, the mainstream press, all that stuff is trying to get people to go into one direction. And that's the downward spiral into total collapse on every level, social, environmental, economic, everything. Or you can wake up and see behind this, you know, see behind the veils and the mirrors they're putting up and change things and make sure you're not on that train, you know. So I tell people that and they go, oh, you don't believe in Jesus? I said, of course I believe in Jesus, you know, but what did he teach? Don't have somebody tell you what he taught. Go read it yourself. Read a red letter edition. You know, get a Bible with Apocrypha in it that talks about all. Michael talks about reincarnation and and all the women are in there and everything else, you know, get the full picture, you know, and even that's a limited edition as well. So, because it was made out of a whole room full of books. But, you know, what I tell people is study all the different cultures, all the religions, all the beliefs, and you'll find there's these golden threads that bind them all together. And then you're all, then you have the add-ons, you know, the other stuff that men added, or some women, but mostly men added, because it's his story. And a lot of them did the best they could with what they knew at the time, but this is a new time, you know. Yeah. One more thing I want to say, I know I'm going on, but to make this point, when you see a shiny disc come out of the firmament and it has bronze feet like calves and it has fire and brimstone coming out from underneath it, and it sounds like 1,000 rushing rivers when it lands, okay, that's the symbols and the understanding of the people observing that at the time describing what this is. But today, when you look at that, you go, wow, wait a second, that's a ship. You know, it's got legs like calves, bronze legs, metal legs, you know, it's got fire coming out from underneath it. It sounds like 1,000 rushing rivers. It's that rushing roar, you know, landing. And out of it come cherubim with wheels within wheels and flashing lights all around them. Obviously, that's some extreme technology. Now, here's the kicker, and I hate to, and I'm taking up a lot of time. The kicker is what happened after that. And after that, this bearded guy steps out and orders six of his men with their shattering weapons to go destroy the whole city of Israel, all the men, women, and children of Israel. How can six men destroy a whole city? I mean, that's some pretty nasty shattering weapons. And so this is, and so that is the origin of the wrathful God. And it's in the Old Testament. And then Jesus brought a new covenant of the all-loving, all-forgiving God. And so there are two different stories. There's two different beings involved there. And people need to really read with today's understanding. And if you read after already having your own near-death experience, I've had a couple of them, you can understand what's really happening there. Otherwise, it's just superstition, you know, and you're not going to understand, you know, the true event. So we have to, I'm just saying that this external programs and the books that we use and the sacred books and all these things, you know, we have to wake up and read them from an awakened state to really understand what they're saying. And then we're going to understand why you can't have a jealous, wrathful, genocidal God and an all-loving, all-forgiving God. They don't add up. They don't come together. And you'll never connect with God if you have those images fighting inside of your mind, you know, inside of your belief system, which is BLIEF system, you know. but anyway, it's so important that we have to understand our real history, our true history of Earth, what really happened in the past, or we're never going to understand the true nature of God and these higher dimensional beings and why they're here and what, and, how they're trying to assist us.
Look, all important points. And what I'll say to people is if they go to my YouTube channel, Peter Maxwell Slattery, that's the main one I'll go to, or Jaya Sanctuary. I did two presentations on there. One's the rainbow body, one's the Merkaba. Now, this is where my focus has really been lying these last few years. And like you said before, people want to sort of experience and do all this. They don't understand the inner work. And that's where for the years and years and years and years that I've meditated, I've become a teacher of three different yoga practices, remote viewing. The list literally goes on, just like yourself. You did a lot of intense inner practices and trainings with different yogis and masters, that I go in with that with quotes from the Bible and ancient texts, with how the rainbow body, and also the Merkaba, which is two tetrahedrons opposing, that are spinning opposing directions. That is what we can see is a geometric form of the light body that can change shapes from that to a dodecahedron. The list goes on and on. This is some of what the beings are in, and also God appearing as a cloud or as a whirlwind. Now, I've stayed with you, you've stayed with me. Everyone that comes and sees me, and I'm sure with you, they see the wispy apparitions. Now, I'm not saying that's God, but also the beings that are in orbs of light, that are in meditation pose or standing, that are in this flickering light. Now, this is where extraterrestrials, they may be enlightened, but some extraterrestrials, even some earthlings, have ascended to the state that they are pure consciousness, that they don't even need a craft or a conscious ship. They are breaking down, and this is material I haven't gone into yet. They've obtained a Merkaba, but when you go to Merkaba, the next phase is breaking down to the rainbow body, which is actually a rainbow. It looks like a rainbow in the sky. It can appear in different ways. They go into a wave function and absorb and go into a harmonic state with consciousness, meaning God. From that, they can navigate where they want to reappear. There is different states of them doing it, less evolved beings, through the photon or through the electron. But this is where, when you start understanding what I'm talking about, and then you look back at that and what James is saying, you start to see that they were using the terms that they could at the time. And I think recently after, it was a few months ago, it was either after that episode that I put up on my YouTube or an episode with you, I had a gentleman contact me going, Namkhai Norbu, who was a Tibetan master, he's not with us now. He's the one that was sort of bringing the rainbow body teachings to the Western world. A lot of people didn't want that, but in it, and I forgot that I read this myself because I went back on my notes after this guy said it and I had it written in my own notes, that 13 star systems have the tradition of the rainbow body teachings being taught. That's what they're doing. So even if they're in high dimensional states or densities of consciousness, what you'll find is that, yes, they could be in a higher state than us and seem more enlightened, but what they've done is access more of what they are. Some pockets of individuals in those civilizations are becoming beings that are going into their rainbow body state, just like we've got here on Earth. And so this is what even the masters in other worlds are doing that are also visiting us, like Babaji or Yeshua are visiting other beings in other civilizations and Buddha. It's the universe is your playground when you're at that state. And if you want to be just purely in service to others, this is the type of stuff you do. So I won't go on my rant any longer, but I just wanted to share that with people because it takes stuff. Yes, I've filmed the physical nuts and bolts crap. You've been there with me. I've been there with you. I've got witnesses. But then you find out that those beings that are in that, they are either projecting that and or if they're not at that state yet where it's actually a material craft, that usually breaks down into photon light and then they navigate to the next star system, they're actually going and doing things in their rainbow body, their Merkaba, then going into a rainbow body format. So I'll be explaining a lot more of this in future because this is the teachings that some of this is being parted on me now, even from some of the Ryans in particular, the positive ones.
Yeah, the way I was, I try to explain to people that we're multi-dimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum. And so we're not just a body and a personality, which is most people running around thinking that's their identity, but we have a body within a body in more advanced states all the way back to source. And some of those bodies are spheres, they're light spheres, and they have 360 degree vision. They can travel anywhere they want. They can jump dimensions, do whatever they want. And that's how a lot of these beings travel because they've mastered, they're working on that level. And a lot of these beings we're seeing when you blow up these light spheres and on different levels, I mean, they're higher levels, but you'll see masters inside of these light spheres. Yeah.
James, I didn't mean to cut you off, but James and I worked on this for my book and James is using it for his material too. This is going through not just the chakras, but the different bodies as like the highest form, the cosmic body, going down to the I am body, the spiritual body, the etheric body, the astral body, the emotional body, the mental body, and then the physical body. And this is what James and I came up with because it's slightly different from the normal template out there, but there's so many different templates. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to show that as a reference so people could have got some sort of reference for what you're saying.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's really interesting, but unfortunately in the UFO community, they want to keep everything nuts and bolts and it's a body and a personality. And sometimes that personality is a massive ego. And it's sad because there are very few are addressing the multidimensional aspect of this and how like these beings don't need a ship. A lot of them don't need a ship. They can just appear anywhere they want, whenever they want. And some do have magnetized light ships, some have pure energy ships, and some have bodies that are pure energy. They have bodies that are magnetized light, which goes into some of the photographs you've taken, Eddie Seti, of actually Kuan Yin appearing in your room, Eddie Seti. That's a magnetized light body, and it looks physical. It looks just as
physical. They can do what they want. They can do what they want in that state. It's just... Yeah. The universe is their playground.
Exactly. And you know, the ascended masters can come back into the physical because they ascended, they took the body with them and they raised the frequencies and ascended. So they can actually come all the way back into the physical. Those that didn't take the body with them, a lot of them have to go through the birth canal and reincarnate. But I think there's a lot of like ET masters and their ships that can go from being a light being to, and their ships are light ships, to an energy ship, to an energy body, to actually a physical body, and just walk right alongside of us. And I've seen that happen.
100%. That's what they can do. They can break down through each function because now they understand the mechanics, but to learn the mechanics, they had to go through all that inner work. And, you know, it's not to blow our own horn here, but what I will say to people that I've never spoken about before, I've got the top governments and institutions been trying to bribe getting you to be at places for me when I travel the world, so I would even go to these places. I'm not partaking in anything, but why are they coming to us? Because we understand the function of this to a certain extent. I don't know everything by no means, but if I've got governments and institutions coming to me, it's because I obviously know more than what they do, because they're just repeating the same process. They think they understand the psychic, or we could say the conscious mechanics behind some of these beings and things materializing. But like I said to you, James, before, and I won't say who, people can guess, but let's say the top countries and planets, top countries and places on the planet, that if their intention isn't pure, which I can pick up on, it's a waste of my time, which is why I'm doing it from here. And I've been doing it from your place. And you've been doing it for how many years? And I know the same people have come to you as well. That's it.
And a lot of times I know we speak and talk together and you go, oh, this guy invited me. I go, don't go there. You know, I go, I know who that is. And I know what they're connected to. And you may not come out, you know, it's like, and just because I've met a lot of these people. And so, you know, we got to realize that there's a lot of people that want these abilities. They want these understandings. And they want these powers or whatever, but the sad thing is that they haven't risen to the occasion, and they'll never have them, because you've got to rise in consciousness to experience this and to utilize it. It doesn't work that way, and unfortunately, I see a lot of people, unfortunately, in the UFO community that are telling everybody they're gonna beam us all up, they're gonna do everything for us, they're gonna clean up the planet, and we're all gonna be walking around in 55D with golden hot tubs or something. I don't know. It's like come on, guys. You know, it the feel good message and the external being that's gonna fix everything for you and clean up the planet and do everything else. We gotta get away from that. And these followings are distracting you from making your own personal connection with Creator God, Great Spirit. And when you're on that path, you're going to connect with these ETs and these other beings on low-level things and high-level things. And so you've got to learn the self-mastery tools, which is great that you've got the books and you're teaching the classes there.
You're teaching them there as well. And I will say, one of the recent contacts, because if people go and check, I've had Pleiadian ships docking over here and doing stuff. There's Nadia, one of the beings that I've been interfacing with. It's been more of a telepathic means, but this is more a war on frequency. Yeah. And in the high dimensions and densities, I say to people, a lot of these beings don't have a name the way you and I do. And what I do is sometimes mimic their frequency because it's on a loop, which is the reverberation of their light body. Each individual's light body is slightly different from another's. No two are the same. And that's their frequency. So if you raise your frequency, you're going to interface and experience the higher dimensions and planes. If you go into a lower vibratorial state, that's what you're going to match as well. But it's really a frequency war. It's not a physical war, even in the higher dimensions. They're not, you know, they're blowing stuff up, this and that. They're really fighting through energetics. If there's these battles that sometimes take place just outside the frequencies that we operate for the wars that we could say they're doing when they can, that's not against universal law, when there's influences perpetrating, you know, and doing things against us that a lot of us have no idea about, that then they can step in. So there is a lot of ums and ahs and ifs and buts with this. But and look, at the end of the day, the worst thing that I've come across is, let's say, humans with negative intent. We are our own worst enemies as a species. And that's the worst that I've come across out of all the things I've experienced. But yet we're like so loving and joyful at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, our true nature at the core of every individual basically is this loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or goddess. That's our true nature. And then we have all these layers on top of that and all the social engineering and all the other stuff. But you're never going to get to that multidimensional awareness of self, you know, igniting that spark to become the full flame if you're distracted by all this other stuff. And right now, everything we're looking at is a huge distraction. Yeah. And it's designed that way to keep you in the first three chakras or survival, sex, and power, and not get you into the heart and the upper levels. And we got to realize that, you know, like the Bud Light thing and everything else. Used to be, you know, if you drank the right beer, you got the bronze woman and you got the beautiful car and everything else. And you're just like, you're the highest level of society, you know. Unfortunately, that's kind of like the lowest level of society, because, you know, if your identity is that woman and that car and everything else, that woman's probably going to bail on you. And that car is probably going to get stolen or smashed or crashed. And so there went your self-importance right out the door, you know. And so if that's what you think you are, then good luck with that program, because you can't do it externally. But they want people to worship that, you know, and, you know, keep in the lower first three chakras. And that's what we got to transcend and get away from that. And I tell people, you know, you've got to find that multidimensional awareness within self, and then you're going to experience the masters, you're going to experience the creator, you're going to experience these beautiful beings. And on the way to heaven, sometimes you got to go through hell, so you're going to hit some of these low beings as well. So we need to learn how to protect ourselves, shield ourselves, how to heal unseen negative influences, and keep our energies clear, and don't beat yourself up, because you're going to be tested. Some things you're going to win and you're going to come out on top, and some things will beat you down a little bit, and then you got to start over, and that's just the way it is. But what I feel great about is that all these incredible beings are here now, adding their consciousness to the collective consciousness of Earth and bringing universal law with them. And these other energies from the sun, you talk about that too, the galactic sun and the connection of all the suns and the Schumann resonance and the electromagnetic light spectrum, we have that in our books, is off the scale right now. And so when you look at the forces at play, there is no way these lower frequencies are going to win. And so I guess it's time to make that choice.
Yeah, they can't. And look, I will say, look, we've got the eclipse coming up. I do think we're probably going to have some earthquake activity, possibly some big tornadoes that I was telling you about. Because there's a solar maximum coming up now. Now, the scientists at spaceweather.com, I actually got this yesterday, they said it's maybe a little bit early going the end of this year into next year. And what you notice is that the chaos in our civilization is at the solar maximum.
Yeah.
And it dips down. It will dip down, I think, at around 2030, like I've been saying, and then it will slowly go back up. So I think that we're almost through the worst of it. But like I said, not until 2030. Now, we hear about the 2030 agenda. I think things, if we keep on this positive timeline of people being the best version of themselves, not getting caught up in it, by 2030, this will actually be us going to a new cycle, even though I think even now we're going into a new cycle. But it's just, which new cycle do we want? So there is a lot of that going on. And I know we've got a few minutes left, but I just wanted to thank everyone for, I've had about probably $15,000 donated in the last 2 years. It's gone to stuff. I've spent 30 grand on council fees, which I've just been, I signed with the lawyer everything this week to do. So hopefully in the next few weeks when they're processed and I get everything back, I'm able to open, which I probably won't now till about spring, because we're in fall about to hit winter. So everyone just keep an eye on the website, because I'm opening up doing the workshops and everything else. So everything's done now. I'm just waiting for the final go ahead. It's been $250,000 all up, everything I've got's rolling on this. I've gone all out and got, you know, I've got to start over again because I've gone all out, but that's what I'm here to do. And I know a lot of people have been waiting. So there's just a lot of reasons, including those that don't want me doing this, and a lot of psychic, let's say black magic and nefarious forces trying to stop what I've been doing, like with James.
Yeah.
And I've just gone through it all. And, you know, that's what I'm here to do. I was built for this. It's not out of ego, but God will give you what you can handle. And I could, you know, I could go through that. And it's been trying, but I know you've been through the same, James, for over many years doing this.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I wanted to say is like, oh, say you put everything into this. So now you got, nothing to get through the next few months. And so you do
it'll work out, mate. That God will provide. God will provide whatever it is, mate. As long as I keep doing what I'm doing, you know. Well,
if all the gods and goddesses out there make a little contribution, they can help you get through. And I know it's hard to ask for, so I'll do it for you. But, is there a place they can contribute, you know, to help you keep the center going and fill your refrigerator and keep your utilities on?
So if they go to petermaxwellslattery.com or eSeti Australia or Jai Sanctuary, there's a support link that they can go and do that. And also, I just want to say I'm getting the disability wheelchair toilet. I put out a thing for that. Kindly, a handful of people generously donated, and thank you so much to those people, because I don't need that to open, but it's something I want. And I have had people, even at your place in wheelchairs, come to my events. So it's just, you know, I wouldn't have to be in this situation if I was opening when I thought I was originally told, which was a year and a half ago. And the expenses and then the lawyers and everything else, there's been no, you can't open. It's just I had to go through protocols because I'm probably in one of the toughest states in Australia, if not the world, where the rules and regulations, red tape for each thing that have to be passed, permits, I'm in that place. Victoria, I'm in Australia. So it's just, you know, I've done everything by the book. There is no reason to shut me down. There's no drugs or alcohol out here. I'm only having 15 people per event. And it's really about making contact or doing the inner work. And that it all goes hand in hand, as you're well aware. So it's not going to be something where I've got hundreds of people like yourself, which if I could do that, great. But because of the rules and regulations, I'll eventually work up to doing things bigger. But with the septic size, the power and all that, I can only do things at certain levels. So it's many years in the process.
We have the same thing happen to Seti. We've got, you know, after that COVID thing and all the other nonsense that went down, our numbers have gone way down, and we have like a kind of a no-vax policy. A lot of people are angry about that, but till we get this thing settled down, and it's really taken a hit, and we're not having the big conference this year. We're doing smaller events just because the energy is more contained and it's more, we can keep it higher. Yeah. And so we're in the same boat, you know, we still got the same bills and the same everything else. And then probably, you know, there are legal things going on too, where they're going against all the churches and trying to shut down, they're weaponizing the agencies and everything else. And we've been dealing with some of that too as well. So I know about legal expenses, but I think this is their last hurrah, and they're going to implode on themselves. And so hopefully we can get through these times. I know a lot of other people that are going through this too. Big challenges right now, and because
that's why we do what we do. That's why we've got the places we've got, and that's why we've gone all out. Like, it's people like us that this is just our mission. Everyone's got something important to do, and no one's more important than each other. But this is just happens to be what we do. And there is a lot that, you know, when you've got acreage, and I'm doing this all myself, like the place looks like a golf course, but people don't realize I'm out there probably 8 hours a day, just either mowing or pruning, and then I'm meditating and doing other stuff and readings in the other time period. So, and I've helped out at your place, and when you've got 70, you've actually got more acreage, I won't say, but you've got a lot of land that it's like, even though you've got help, you're constantly nonstop doing something, making something. It's not an easy thing. So,
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time now, so I got to sign off. But again, Peter, good luck with everything, and help Peter out if you can hit that donation button and make a little donation to eSeti too, because we've got a lot of bills. We're trying to launch eSeti TV and a few other things. But
And Hawaii.
Yeah, that's 7.5 acres added to the 70 acres. And it's actually almost more work as the jungles keeps trying to take it over.
That's what I'm telling. I'm on 6.5, and it's just crazy.
Yeah. But anyway, everybody keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and hang in there. We'll get through this. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Blessings.